The Louisiana city, known as the Big Easy, is celebrating a big birthday this year. New Orleans turns 300 years old. The celebration began December 31st with a huge fireworks show over the Mississippi River. Performances, parties, and other events throughout 2018 will honor the tricentennial, including the city's most famous celebration, Mardi Gras. Christian Saunier is with New Orleans Convention and Visitors Bureau. She says the city's three centuries of history include colonization by both France and Spain, a British invasion, devastating fires, pirates, yellow fever, and hurricanes, among other challenges. But through it all, New Orleans has held on to what Saunier calls authentic traditions and a sense of place. The city was born in the spring of 1718. At first, it was French. The French Mississippi Company, led by Jean-Baptiste Lemoyne de Bienville, established La Nouvelle Orléans. 45 years later, the Spanish took control of the city. The United States gained it in 1803 as part of the Louisiana Purchase. The Roman Catholic Church has also played a major part in New Orleans culture. On February 9th, 1718, a church leader placed a cross on the site where the St. Louis Cathedral now stands. Visitors can learn about the city's Catholic history at the Old Ursuline Convent Museum. The exhibition is called The Church in the Crescent, 300 Years of Catholicism in New Orleans. Objects linked to the city's early period, including Native Americans and enslaved Africans, can be found at another show. The Historic New Orleans Collection will open New Orleans, the Founding Era, February 27th. The New Orleans Museum of Art's Changing Course, Reflections on New Orleans Histories, marks the tricentennial with 7 modern art projects. Museum officials say the show, which opens June 21st, will center on the forgotten or less famous histories of the city. Then, beginning October 26th, the museum will feature works by painters such as Raphael, Rembrandt, and others from the Duke of Orleans collection. It will continue through early 2019. Another important period in New Orleans history was the War of 1812. At the end of that conflict, Andrew Jackson commanded U.S. troops in the famous Battle of New Orleans. His victory over Great Britain made him a national hero. Later, Americans elected him president. Visitors interested in learning more about the event can visit Chalmette Battlefield, just outside New Orleans. It is part of Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve. Yearly events that will mark the tricentennial include the French Quarter Festival from April 12th to 15th. It features music from gospel to jazz to Cajun and Zydeco. the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest, arguably the city's most famous event, takes place April 27th to May 6th. More than 100 artists will take part this year, including Aretha Franklin, Trombone Shorty, Archie Shepp Quartet, Aerosmith, and Buddy Guy. An event already underway, Prospect 4, is a citywide art exhibition. There are 16 displays around town by dozens of artists, including Louis Armstrong, Yoko Ono, and Kara Walker. Other New Orleans attractions include the National World War II Museum, boat rides on the Mississippi River, the zoo and aquarium at the Audubon Nature Institute, City Park, and the Garden District. Regional attractions include Bayou Tours, the Tabasco Hot Sauce Factory on Avery Island, and Laura Plantation. The former farm has been linked to the collection of famous West African traditional tales known as the Brer Rabbit Stories. Tours at Laura Plantation include the history of the enslaved Africans and their descendants who lived and worked there. I'm Katie Weaver.